name is Charlotte. I had an experience where my best friend was not at home, and there was a reason why I was stopping by her house to pick up some articles and some items that they had available there. But there became a pattern where every time I dropped by, she wasn't home. And after a little while, I started to have feelings about this husband of my best friend.
And it's those feelings that get us into trouble, and then those feelings can be a friend or foe, like all emotions in life. Dr. Randy here in the Intentional Living Studio live today with Jennifer. Gino's on Facebook. Welcome to our Facebook friends. Share with others, please. Have them join you. Steven, our producer, screener today, taking your calls. And I think the call there, we're going to hear the rest of Charlotte's call from Kansas in a moment. She's just going to be gut honest with you that, you know, she was stopping by her friend's house and she was never there, but the husband was. And she said, hey, I'm kind of interested. I think this guy's better than my husband, maybe in some ways. And there's an attraction that begins, and before you know it, there can be a problem. But she's got a different outcome. We'll hear her story in a moment. And every time we've discussed this thing about having friendship outside of marriage of the opposite sex, we get really a mixed bag of calls. It's interesting because some of you have been really hurt, burnt, damaged. Your marriage is destroyed as a result of some stupid things that happened as a result of those feelings. Yeah. And others of you said, I don't get the problem. Well, I do, because I've seen the issues in the people I've talked with. So let's just be honest with each other. This has got to be discussed in terms of living an intentional life, because we love you guys. We want the best for you. We want to protect you. And the Bible even says to us in 1 Thessalonians that we're not to even have the appearance of evil, flee from evil. And so how do you do that? At the same time, in the world and the reality in which we live today, we have impact and encounters with and working with people of the opposite sex, and we're human beings. How do you deal with those things? So here's the question. How have you been intentional with your opposite sex friendships? And how has that decision or those decisions helped you? Or what warning would you send out because you wish you would have heard this show a few years ago? Okay, we're in this together. We're on this journey together. We love each other. We want the best for each other. We're not here condemning anybody today. We're just saying, how can we help? And the phone number is open as I drink some more water here. 888-888-1717. Let's go. Steven's ready. Let's put him to work. 888-888-1717. Let's just have a time of talking about the things that matter most in our life to help each other to live an intentional life in Christ, bringing glory to God. And ladies and gentlemen, when you do that, you're going to benefit. You're going to benefit. And that's what we're here to help you do. All right. 888-888-1717. How have you managed? How are you managing? Or how should you have managed some of these issues with a friendship or relationship outside of out of your marriage? 888-888-1717. Let's hear the rest of that call from Charlotte in Kansas. Take a listen.
My name is Charlotte. I was listening to your station while I'm visiting my daughter in Kansas. I had an experience where my best friend was not at home, and there was a reason why I was stopping by her house to pick up some articles and some items that they had available there. I often see those people, both of them, both husband and wife, many times. But there became a pattern where every time I dropped by, she wasn't home. And after a little while, I started to have feelings about this husband of my best friend. And I pushed those feelings away. But there was something that happened where it triggered an emotional response that I realized, this is not right. I put myself in a compromising situation. And like Joseph in Potiphar's wife, I'm fleeing from this situation. So I took myself, removed myself out of that situation because I recognized the warning signs. And I said to myself, you're not going there anymore. when your best friend's not home. You just wait. Don't go there unless she's home. And so I did that, and I thought it was all just me feeling all of this and thinking this. Turns out her husband ends up doing something similar to another person, someone he's working with, and before you know it, they developed an affair, and now he's left his wife for this other woman.
All right. That's just life. Thank you, Charlotte. Very honest. She's there visiting in Kansas, daughter, and says, hey, I want to send a warning out to others. You know, we're emotional beings. I wrote a whole book. In fact, we've been offering it this month on freedom from your hijacked emotions. And having been in this business of helping families for many, many years, knowing that God created us with emotions and there's an attraction that goes on. And I mean, just the way God's made the things to work in life can be our friend or our foe when it comes to human relationships. And this is just one topic. Is this something important? I wrote about it in Starve for Affection as we lay out some of the questions you need to ask yourself. Maybe we'll get to some of those here this hour as you call. Some questions you need to ask yourself to sort of identify if indeed this is a problem for you or in your marriage. And so you might get ready for that. I'll grab that book here during the break coming up and I'll share some of those with you. All right, 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Let me go to Minnie in Arizona. Oh, yeah. Hi there, Minnie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, doctor. Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's how do you relate to this today?
Well, I can relate on both levels. You know, seriously, it's about a friend that I went to school with, grew up with. Many years later, we got together, didn't turn out. We split ways, and then we ran back into each other. And during that time, I became a born-again Christian.
Now, let me see if I'm clear. This is a friend you had when you were younger, and then you got married?
Yes.
Okay, to someone else, and then you ran into this. Was he kind of a first love in your life, a dating relationship when you were younger?
He was a first love, but it was just friends at that time, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah. All right. So then in the meantime, you accepted Christ. So what happened when he came back into your life?
Well, when he came back into my life, he wanted a relationship, but he was not, he believes in God. He's got faith, but he doesn't follow in the word, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, and you're a married woman. Yeah, I understand.
Well, I had divorced. I got divorced.
Oh. Okay. Because of that or separate, another issue?
No, not because of that. Separate. Totally separate. Totally separate. I got divorced. We ran back into each other. And I explained to him that I had devoted my life to Christ and I was not looking for a personal relationship. I was looking more on a godlike relationship and to go from there.
Yeah. Was he married at this time?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Two singles.
Nope.
All right.
Yep. And, He couldn't do that. For whatever reason, he couldn't do it.
Well, he's honest with you.
Yeah, I tried and tried, and I could not get him to understand that as Christians, when we're born again, we're supposed to give up all sin, not just, you know, sins here and there that fit our you know, whatever we want.
So what happened? You went separate ways?
Sadly. I had to just completely break it off.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was heartbreaking. It really was, because we have known each other since junior high.
Yeah, well.
I'm 64 now. So.
Yeah, that can be heartbreaking. But at the same time, Millie, I'm sure there's a lot to the story, but I applaud the fact that you're standing your ground in terms of what you believe and that your faith and your values and what's important to you is more important than your emotions.
Exactly.
Or even your desires.
It was hard.
Yeah,
it was very hard, but I made a vow to God when I got divorced that I was going to be celibate, and until he decided to put somebody that put God first before anything else, I would not, you know, sway from that.
Wow. In the 21st century, even, God bless you, Minnie. You know, Minnie just said something really important. She has values. She stands for her values. She knows what's important to her. And here's one thing that Minnie did. She made the decision before she had to make the decision. And I think many times in the culture and we're living today, we don't make the decision before the decision, right? Before you're standing there to have to make a decision that's going to maybe alter the course of your life, you made the decision weeks or months ago in your relationship and proximity to Christ, and then you're ready for it. And I hear the heartbreak. And again, it's a reminder. And by the way, if this man happens to be listening, congratulations, you were honest with her and didn't bait and switch. Good boy, I hear that too. Oh yeah, I'll get, quote, saved, and I'll be active in your religion until I get you. And once I get you, I'm not as interested in your religion anymore or in your God. And we see that as well. All right. Opposite sex friendships. All right. Thank you, Minnie. Appreciate it. Very interesting. Joanne is in Texas. Hey, Joanne, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Go right ahead.
So actually, prior to our marriage, we had a situation like that. There was a friend. He was friends with both of us. And the same thing would happen. He would invite me over and say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. I'd get there and his wife wasn't home, but I considered him a buddy and, did not consider, you know, a relationship because he knew I was dating his friend. So that went on for probably more than a year until a lot of people had said to me, hey, you know, he's just very interested in you, you know, they noticed that when we went out as a group or whatever, he would intently listen to me and talk to me and stuff like that and acted like his wife wasn't even there. And I just didn't see it, you know, because I was like, no, he's just my buddy. We're all friends.
Or didn't you want to see it?
I honestly just didn't.
Okay.
I just considered him my buddy. And yeah. I didn't consider anything else. So when they brought that to my attention, I started paying closer attention and I was like, wow. So I had to do the same thing. I was like, well, we can't be friends anymore. And if we are, it has to be, you know, the three of us or the four of us. It can't be just you and me. So to this day, and especially with the media, there could be, you know, like a Facebook request and it'll say so-and-so wants to be friends. And I may recognize the name and I'll say to my husband, is this somebody you know? Why does he want to be friends with me? So if I don't know him and the wife, I just decline it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and we don't do passwords on our phones. We don't do any of that stuff. Everything is open and available.
How did that man accept the fact that you guys went in different directions then?
I don't think he was thrilled about it because he actually started talking about leaving his wife. And I said, well, don't leave her for me because I'm not going with you.
Yeah. All right. Another gold star. You got gold stars over there, Jennifer? We can send those out. That's what we need. Intentional living gold stars for the day. You know, Joanne, you make a really important point. Let me just camp on it for a moment. It's usually the guys that are miss the point. Here's the deal. You may say, wait a minute, you guys are so off, you know, you're so conservative and biblical and Christian and all that, that you're missing the fact that we interact in life and we have these friendships and there's just nothing to it. Here's a question for you. Maybe you have zero interest in another person that you're a friend with, but do they have interest in you and maybe you don't know about it? And like this situation, he's starting to talk about, maybe I'll bail out of my marriage. Maybe this woman would be more interesting than my wife. So we're not only responsible for our own actions, we can be, and I use the word carefully in quotes, responsible for another person because I know we can't be, but we can be influencing another person in a negative way. We can become a stumbling block. There's a biblical term. We can become a stumbling block in a relationship with a person for their own issues that they need to go deal with in their marriage or in their life, which is really important. All right. Thank you, Joanne. Boy, we got lots of calls. We're going to get to you. Kathy, David, Teresa, New Mexico, Michigan, other states coming in. We'll get to you in a moment. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Opposite sex friendships. Let's just have an honest talk. Maybe it works. How do you make it work? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, Dr. Randy Carlson. My name is Juan, and I've been hearing your program, and it's been really helping me. I am going through a separation, possible divorce. I've been taking the challenges that you've been saying on the radio, and before I even turn on the TV to watch the weather or sports, I get on my knees and pray and fall asleep praying. These last couple of weeks, the Lord has been opening doors for a new job, and I believe that the Lord's showing me things, that He's with me. He says that He will show you things, big things and impossible for those that trust in Him, and I believe that the Lord's telling me that He's going to work through this marriage. I just ask you to keep my wife, Veronica, in prayer, and I want to support your ministry, and I did it, and I really bless God for your ministry, and I pray that God uses you to help others. God bless you, and we'll be supporting you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Hey, appreciate it. I'm glad you are, and we're glad to be here. We're just going to talk life, and we're going to do it from a perspective every day. That really addresses the seven words of our mission statement, helping you experience life as God intended. Seven words. Mission statement should be short, right? Helping you experience life as God intended. And that's really why we're here. And so what is God's intention when it comes to relationships outside your marriage with a person of the opposite sex? Certainly you're going to have that. I mean, you got friendships, you have working relationships. We live in a world like that, but how do you manage that? All right, 888-888-1717. Let's get back to our calls. Love to have you be a part of it today. Kathy is in Michigan. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi, go right ahead. What's your thought on this?
Well, I guess I just have a little testimony that was that I had a neighbor who... We're going through divorce, and I knew this. They were real good friends of mine, and I knew them through doing their hair. And they were going through divorce, and I was doing the 40-day love dare with them while I was aiming for the husband. And so within that, I knew I needed to honor my own husband at this point, and I would meet with my neighbor, but I would meet with him on my porch. I wouldn't let him in my house because I didn't, at that point where I was his hairdresser at one time, now I'm trying to be a helper to their marriage, and I wanted to honor my husband in the way that I was handling it. So I maintained working with him with the love dare, but I always remained outside on my porch so my neighbors could not think that something was going on. And so
how did that turn out?
Unfortunately, they still ended up in divorce. And then I ended up, I don't do his hair anymore because, again...
Yeah, well, you changed the dynamic of the relationship, changed from a hairdresser to a friend, encourager, coach, whatever. And that sometimes can be complicated. You can't have two different definitions sometimes are hard to maintain, isn't it?
It really is. And I just feel like honoring my husband is the first and foremost.
Do you think he developed feelings for you through this? Here's a woman that helps me and listens to me, and my wife maybe didn't do that?
No, actually, he was willing to do every love dare that I spoke to him. And I almost feel like I felt bad because I was speaking some truth to him about how he wasn't very good to his wife. Yeah. Because I was really actually good friends with her. And so, if anything, I probably nauseated him, if anything.
Now,
because
why didn't you talk
really
to her? Did you help her? Did you talk to her?
Oh, no. I was sharing the love dare with her, but I was aiming the love dare at him to make different decisions.
I see.
He was pretty selfish. And I was trying to save their marriage through the love dare. And he was making changes, but I think for her, there was too much hurt that she couldn't bounce back from it. She's remarried.
What I hear you saying, though, as far as having that kind of a dynamic, which is a little different than a friendship. I mean, we got to look at the definition of relationships. That's really important. How do you define a friendship? You can have a business friendship. You can have a church relationship, a friendship. You can have a similar interest. We're involved in motorcycles, or we're involved in the choir at church, and you have a friendship based around a common interest. And where we get into trouble, obviously, is when that starts to move over to, hey, you know, you're nicer to me than my spouse is. You listen to me. And that's when we talk. By the way, thank you for that call. Good input, Kathy. And Kathy gives a good lesson. Put some boundaries in place and be clear. Because here's a question. One of the things we write about in the book Starved for Affection is, do you have feelings toward another person of the opposite sex to the point where you'd rather spend time with them than with your spouse? Or, and here's a really important question, does your spouse know about the relationship and the quality of that relationship of that person outside your marriage? Would you share with them? Do you want them involved in that relationship and friendship? These are things that kind of get a gut check on yourself. We're talking about opposite sex friendships outside of marriage. How do you manage them? How do they work? Give me a call. 888-888-1717. Let me go to David in, where's David? New Mexico. Hey, David, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. It's a nice, beautiful, sunny day. There's no politicians talking, so there's no wind.
Well, you came to the right place because we don't let them in the studio here. We just keep it at the higher level of the things that really matter to us today, and that's our life and how we're going to live for God and serve Him and have a good day. So I love it. All right. How do you relate to this, David?
Well, the experience I wanted to share was something that affected me long after I saw it. I had a mentor. I was pastoring a small church in northeastern New Mexico. My mentor was an elderly man, up in years, World War II vet. His wife was declining in health. She had some kind of a degenerative disease. And he only had eyes for her. It didn't seem to matter who else was around. If he was looking around for someone to talk to, it was Maxine. Mm-hmm. And one time, I was single at the time, and I started to kind of look at this gal that was coming to church. And he pulled me aside one afternoon, and he just said, "I'm going to give you a piece of advice." He said, "Well, the lady you're thinking of getting together with, she's a really great woman. She's wonderful." I couldn't think of a better person to think of, but he said, "There's a question that you need to ask yourself." And he said, "We fall in love." And he said, "That's not enough." He said, "I'm going to borrow an old Jimmy Stewart line out of Shenandoah. You got to like her. You've got to like her when everything is going bad, when it's all going wrong. You've got to like the fact that you like her even when she leaves things messy in the house. You've got to like her when she doesn't have her hair done." And he said, "If that isn't there," he said, "she's not the one for you." But he said, "If it is there and you put God so strong in your life and your heart and your mind that you are immersed in His word, His work, His leading," he said, "you won't notice the other women out there." He said, "You could be married 50 years, which at that time he was. And he said, "You won't notice anybody except how beautiful your wife is." "No, I'm 66. I'm going to be 67 shortly. My wife is 64, and she is in a wheelchair. She is been in hospitals and nursing facilities more than she's been home for the last 8 years. But I still like her. And I've had a lot of people, a lot of women over the years, they look at me and they say, I kind of like to get close to him." And one of the things I've noticed that will turn them away and set them straight, so to speak, is I will kiss my wife in public. I will give her all kinds of attention. I will make sure that she knows she's the object of my affection. And it shows to everybody else that's watching, just like it did with Bill and Maxine. The other thing that makes this such an incredible relationship in that regard is that my wife has never embarrassed me. She has to dress being paralyzed from the chest down, and she goes out. She will be the best-dressed woman rolling into Hoffmantown or walking church in Albuquerque. Whenever she shows up, she's the best-looking gal there.
Hmm. That's great. David, thank you for calling and sharing that story with us. And let me just camp on what David said for a moment to apply it to I think, to each of us. You got to make a decision as far as that relationship. And you got to make a decision before you make the decision. You know, it says in the book of James, chapter 1, every man is tempted. Listen, this is really important. We're not talking about just sexual temptation. This can be drawn away, or this can be applied to financial decisions, business decisions, relationship decisions, whatever in life. But James reminds us here in James chapter 1, he says, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust and enticed. There's two things there. Lust, internal, our emotions, that sense of lust, lust for things, lust for people, lust for power. Come on. And then we're enticed. There's an enticement involved. And like he said, hey, listen, when you like someone and you're married to someone, you're there in sickness and in health. When you have an emotional attachment to someone outside your marriage, you only tend to see them on the good days, the up days. They're there for all the positive things that maybe you're not getting in your marriage. But the reality is, that's just another hill. You get involved with that person, they're just like another person, and you're going to have flaws and warts and problems. And James reminds us, every person is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust and enticed. And then, when lust has conceived, wow, here it comes, it's going to hurt. It brings forth sin, and sin, when it finished, bringeth forth what? Life. No, death. That's what it says. And it can be physical, but more likely it's going to be emotional, relational, financial, and other things in your life. Hey, listen, we can't stop. You're telling me I got to go off the air? Is that what you're saying? All right. I'll tell you what, though. We're going to leave the phone lines open. Off air, we're going to talk, record, and then share these tomorrow on the show. So what do you think about opposite sex friendships? Come on. What have you learned? Have your friends join you. Let's get down to the things that matter. Give me a call, 888-888-1717, and we'll continue this discussion next time from Intentional Living. Have a good day.